Welcome to Radio St. Pete Insider. I'm your host, Nanette Weiser, and you're here for The Shine Show with Janae Prebee, who is the executive director of the Shine Mural Project, and her special guest kicking off the series, Johnny Vitale, the Vitale Brothers. Welcome, folks.
Hello.
Thank you.
Janae, tell us a little bit about Shine October 11th and 20th. It's not just a festival. It's an all-year-round experience.
It is. So this is our 10th anniversary coming up in October. We're going to be bringing a whole new round of murals to the art districts of St. Pete and surrounding neighborhoods. We've got a great lineup set up and some amazing events to celebrate this 10th year.
And there's a trolley tour that you can take all the time. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, we started this partnership this year with Star Trolley. We're offering trolley tours of the murals all throughout the year. They're usually Sundays, once a month. Kind of depends on the weather. Right now, it's only once a month. But we'll be kicking that off again in October with a brand new route that will be through the new murals from the 10th year. And then that'll continue on through the rest of the year.
So St. Petersburg Arts Alliance is the host for the event. And the Vitale brothers need no introduction. They have been here since 1992. They painted walls throughout Tampa Bay and have had a major hand in becoming a world-class arts destination. I met Johnny and Paul at Nueva Cantina downtown. They're all over town. I'm going to let Johnny say hello, and I'm going to let him tell you a little bit about what's new and interesting that he's doing in the mural world. Welcome.
Hello. Yeah, just been staying pretty busy. Our company's gone through a couple of changes this year. My brother Paul actually just moved to Texas. And so I'm kind of flying solo as far as brother Vitale. We're going to change the company to Vitale Brother. I've been doing that, but Paul's doing murals in Texas. And when we have big jobs like the one coming up, in Largo, Paul will be flown out here and we'll all work on it together with our crew. Yeah, that's the one that's coming up that's pretty big, large scale, and it's the Largo Town Center that they're working on. And the architectural group, John, I'm at a loss for his name right now, but they're the ones that built the building, and they've designed a really cool mural project to go around the entire building.
Five stories,
yeah, and it's a parking garage, and there's multiple murals inside and out. So I met the mayor, Woody, at one of our events, and that was cool. I met his whole family, and they all did the graffiti team building event over at Overspray here in St. Pete. That's a retail shop that we have. So anyway, yeah, they're great people to work for. And we went through, the process of getting involved with the city. So we're excited about it. You know, it's been a long time coming, and now it's going to be pretty soon.
You mentioned that you met through one of the classes that you did. Can you talk a little bit more about Overspray and some of the things you guys have been working on?
Sure. So last year or year and a half ago, we decided to, because we were so involved with Shine and doing the prep work for the artists that come through town and everything, I thought it might be beneficial to open up a kind of a retail art store. Because I knew that there might be a chance to sell you guys some spray paint. And that was one version of my thought process. The other was just because me and my son were getting into graffiti. We're watching a lot of old school graffiti videos and stuff like that. And what's interesting is, like, a lot of people assume that that's our background. You know, like, oh, you guys must have been in trouble. You know, I am from New York as well. it's just like an Italian kid from New York that likes to paint. He probably did trains or what time. I never did one, so I'm actually an amateur when it comes to that. So anyway, so long story short, I got that store. It has now since then grew. I had a roommate there, and he expanded his bicycle shop across the trail. We're transplanting our new studio our retail store right next to our store, our art studio in Gulfport. So we're going to be doing the classes out there. So the thing is what we got into were these classes, and that seemed to be the actual success story of the whole project. I mean, we did sell you guys some paint last year, and that was cool. But retail's a tough business by itself, and I wasn't able to do that. So here we are now, we're expanding, and we're getting into the education aspect of art now. So it's funny how these business decisions can happen organically and lead you to a path you didn't even know you had. So
yeah, it's been amazing to see the community's response to the graffiti classes that you were hosting at Overspray. I mean, it just seemed like people were having such a great experience there, and people kept coming back, and more and more people were signing up. So I'm glad, and there's such a need right now for education, specifically around the arts and around mural art specifically. Like, nobody's really doing that right now.
That's right.
So it's really a great thing.
I'm proud of the area for all the exposure to certain types of art that they have, like clay or glass blowing and stuff like that. I think that's fantastic. But my kid plays Grand Theft Auto on his video games, and there's like an urban landscape that's there that I think that he would rather, like, you know, try that as well, you know, because there's, you know, graffiti in the game and stuff. So I knew he had a desire to do it. And that was my whole initial thing. He's 10 years old. His name's Jack. So he loves it. He loves it. And that's what really was the motivator. He was my muse for that whole experience. So that was cool.
I love that. I wanted to say, because I told you earlier, I have two boys that are about Jack's age too, and we've all gotten into skateboarding recently. And I was thinking about you, because I'm like, man, I find it so inspiring that, like, you've gotten into graffiti at this point, like, you know, because of your son in many ways, but, like, to do something totally new and get into something, especially when it is maybe something that could be difficult to get into because of whatever reason, like, you've done that and, like, not let, like, the, like, age or anything, like, stop you from trying something new.
No.
And I love that. I think it's amazing. And I think it's working for you, right? Like,
that's right.
You're seeing success from
yeah,
that.
Yeah, I look like I'm, like, 26 right now, age-wise. So right. I feel like, no, I'm just kidding. The idea, though, is it does keep you young if you kind of live vicariously through your kids and show them the wrong and right way to do things, and very cool.
And it's interesting, because the Tampa Bay Rays mural that you did, it's a vibrant piece that captured the skateboarding culture, right, and the spirit of Tampa Bay, and reflected in the costume. Tell us a little bit about that project, kind of full circle round with
sure.
this.
Sure, it's all like it all rubs off on each other somehow. Let me see. So the Rays, I have a history with them, kind of rebranding them when they dropped the devil word, and then they wanted to appeal more to the demographic. This goes back probably about 10, 15 years. They reignited us when they, you know, obviously they're prepping for something big here. So they wanted to connect with the creative side of this area. And so they went through their Rolodex, I guess, and then called me up again and said, hey, remember you were into all this stuff? So anyway, no, we got together. Nike did the City Connect uniforms. I'm wearing one of their hats right now. There was very good content, these little iconic logos and stuff to work with. And I just took the lifestyle of the thing that they were trying to connect with and made this big mural out of it. And unbeknownst to me, I didn't realize I was going to get this looping commercial that had me in it, spray painting and everything. And I was like, well, there's another, it makes me look young again, you know, whatever. I thought that was cool. So, the fact that we're connecting all in the same arena of creativity and skateboarding, that connects us right there.
Yeah,
you know,
absolutely.
Our kids and my kids and your kids. Well, it's cool. This is a cool town. I mean, you got to admit it.
It's a cool town. And I think it's really cool to see how mural art and these other subcultures, maybe like skate culture and graffiti culture, all are influencing, like, what people love about St. Pete. I mean, I feel like to have the Rays as a partner in that is a pretty big deal, you know? And I think it's brought a lot of awareness to people's understanding of, like, the skate culture here in Tampa Bay. Like,
yeah,
I think a lot of people
the history
that.
Of it and stuff. Yeah,
it's a lot there.
Yeah, and it was cool to kind of we sort of brought some people to the table, like skateboarders that we knew, and to cross promote with these guys and everything. And the Rays were very receptive to the whole process. And it's really cool to see them take that little bit of a risk or whatever, you know.
Well, in the connection between skate culture and art is so strong. I mean, that's kind of always been part of it too. So we see that coming full circle.
So as long as these sports companies keep pumping money into those things, then I think we're in a good relationship, you know.
You mentioned this earlier, but I kind of want to just put a little bit more attention on it, because you guys, not everybody knows, I think, that you guys have been, the Vitale Brothers have been such a big part of making Shine happen behind the scenes for so many years. And maybe you don't always like do a mural and get your name on the lineup, but behind the scenes, you guys are prepping walls for us. We're ordering paint from you. You guys come in clutch all the time with just like ladders when we need ladders or some, you know, projectors. Like, you're just there and have been such a big part of allowing Shine to thrive the way that it has. And I just want to make sure people know that, you know, and are aware of that, because it's such a big help.
Well, we take it, you know, we use it as a badge of honor, really. We like to be the resident sort of diplomats here in town, because we know the ins and outs of the whole thing, and we like to share, again, you know, like our knowledge and stuff, and at least in a jam. I've been on jobs out of town, and if I knew somebody there that could help me out in my field, I would definitely take advantage of it. But that's why we'd like to just try to be, you know, on standby for when things go down, and which they have.
They always do.
stuck lifts and
there's always
whatever
something.
It takes, you know. So it's pretty cool.
We appreciate you guys. I wanted to ask you about, can you talk a little bit about Up and Over as a concept that's sort of separate from Vitale Brothers but connected?
Yeah. Okay. As you know, Tess One, Leon Bedore, actually helped implement, start Shine. I have a history with him going back, really, since we started painting murals. He's a buddy of mine, and Basque. We were all friends, and we could kind of bounce ideas back and forth together when we would do art shows. This is all prior to the mural scene here and Shine and stuff. Anyway, so I have a relationship with him. He's a graffiti enthusiast, and he's an amazing designer as well. And so from time to time, Leon and I would get together and Basque. I've actually done mural painting for a lot of artists that were fine artists that weren't necessarily exposed to mural painting. Chris Parks is another one. That was our first actual big project that we did on the alley
State
there.
Theater.
It was actually between Tess One and Chris Parks. So they designed it and we painted it. And I think we understood the power of great imagery and, you know, implementation and having it be on the wall. I think everybody kind of at least all my circle of friends realized, like, this is the way to get your art out there, you know, because it's large scale. People see it. And I mean, it's better than a gallery in certain respects, because you see it every day. You know, you go to work, it's part of your landscape.
Yeah, absolutely.
And that's what was so cool about that. And so Leon has helped us design murals. If you do this for your life, you could, out of 30 murals that you design, you're not going to hit that 30th one or whatever. You know, so that's when I call out to him, hey, help me, I'm hitting a wall with this. Literally. And then vice versa. He's got projects, like people that'll reach out to him and say, hey, we want something on this wall. And then he needs a team to do it, you know. So that's where our gold happened, was he's an amazing image maker. We blow it up, and we have techniques that we've learned over the years that will make his art look large scale. For example, we came up, my brother, Paul, I got to give him credit for this. So Leon does these images that look like they were spray painted on the wall. But so large scale, you can't just use a can. These dots of paint that come out of the spray can, if you're using a magnifying glass, you would see these little dots and it would look like spray paint. But large scale, how do you do that? So we used a drywall texture hopper and poured paint down it just as an experiment, and shot it at the wall. And it makes these perfect dots going across the whole wall. And it looks like an enlarged version of spray paint. So that's kind of what started us in this motion of having these looks look like, a lot of people don't know how we do it. I just told everybody, so I just ended my career. No, just kidding. Or I just gave a trick away. But anyway, but the idea is that we got inventive, and we just have a good working relationship with Leon. So when it's an up and over project, that means either Leon brought it to the table for us to paint, or we hit a wall and had him design it for us. And that's our relationship.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Great. Yeah, it's a great collaboration. I love the murals you guys do as Up and Over. It's been really cool to kind of watch that unfold.
Thank you. Yeah, it's we enjoy it too. Yeah. So
you know, I have a connection as well. Every time I drop the kids off at St. Pete Catholic High School, there you are, the Virgin Mary, very serene. Mary, tell us about that collaboration.
Okay, so that's, you know, leaving this Up and Over conversation, go right back into it, because I would say this was interesting. This is another thing that happens to us sometimes, because we're, you know, some of the only guys in town that do this sort of thing. The St. Pete Catholic School hit us up. Actually, the construction guy there hit us up about 5 years ago to do a mural, and it was about putting Mary on the wall. And then that something happened where the bishop passed away, or something like that. I think I'm using the right word. I think it was a bishop. And but he had always wanted this Hail Mary thing, just like Notre Dame or whatever. Mm-hmm. So he wanted that up on the wall. Well, it came across Leon's desk because his cousin was the new guy there, like that kind of runs things there. And they were like, hey, this is something we were going to do. You guys take a look at it. And I told Leon, I was like, oh, we already looked at it. They wasted our time. No, but I didn't know the inside scoop, what happened, and God rest his soul and all that kind of stuff. So anyway, when Leon got it, he was like, I think this would be fantastic. I was like, maybe we'll start working for the Pope or whatever. I was like, that's it. I need that. I need that. You know. So anyway, he took the project, what had been, and he expanded it across the entire back of the mural, or of the building that faces the field. So it wasn't just this little cube where it was intended to be. He really took it next level. Go ahead.
So when you have a Hail Mary football going on at St. Pete Catholic School, that's thanks to you?
Absolutely. Well, that's an Up and Over project. So he designed it, we painted it, and it was fantastic. It really did. It's converting me to go back to church, I think, after that experience. So,
I love that. I'm super excited. I think we're just about out of time on it, so I just wanted to kind of plug again. I'm excited about working with you coming up for Shine in October this year.
Absolutely.
I know we'll be getting some paint from you again, and and looking forward to seeing more from Overspray and in the education classes, and hopefully you know, supporting that as much as we can. But I appreciate you here sharing a little bit of your story and
the work that
you've done. And
hopefully I didn't talk too much.
Okay, good.
All right.
So that's Janae Prebay, the Shine Show, with our guest Johnny Vitale, who never talks too much but forgot to bring the pasta today. Shine will be October 11th through 20th, and we thank you both for being here today.
Thank you. We really appreciate it.